What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's quick video is titled Watch Rumble Stock Explode in the Next 10 Days to Maybe 2 Weeks. And no, I'm not doing whiteface, it's just that apparently the new sunscreen I got, this is how it ends up looking. So it is what it is, guys. When I go overseas, or especially to Latin America, I'm gonna get the sunscreen I had in LA. It's a little bit more pricier, but it was actually able to like blend in with my apparent skin tone. So this is only good for here in America. I don't mind walking around town like this. I mean, it's fucking Florida. I mean, it's 95 degrees out. In fact, for the first time in like a very long time, I actually have the air condition on. You guys can probably hear it. I mean, even though I lost like 3 gallons per mile, it's just so damn hot out there, guys. I'm telling you, man, you roll down the window, the heat comes in, you find yourself like sweating in T minus 10 seconds. That's how bad the heat here in Florida is. Yeah, really bad. It's bad outside, man. Really bad outside. Anyways, point of the video. Now, I'm not a stock advisor. I'm not a financial analyst. In fact, I really don't play with crypto and all that stuff because it's a scam. So, today's video, guys, Rumble stock is going to explode in the next 10 days to maybe 2 weeks, okay? And I'm gonna tell you why. You guys remember when Andrew Tate started promoting Rumble almost a year ago? Rumble stock went up from like $5 and some change all the way up to $17 and some change. Literally, Rumble stock tripled in a matter of days because of Andrew Tate. Now, you guys out there need to understand, all these people are going over to Rumble, Fresh and Fit, Andrew Tate. These guys are not going there because they actually believe in freedom of speech and all tech. I mean, Odyssey, BitChute, even us at MGTOW TV, we all have been around for like fucking half a decade. They're going to Rumble because Rumble is bribing them to go there. And again, ain't nothing wrong with somebody bribing you to come over to their platform, okay? Ain't nothing wrong with that. The problem here is when you try to pass it off as free speech, when in reality you're controlled opposition and you're just looking to make money off of people who think that you're authentic when you're really not. But see, I know some of you guys out there are gonna say, yo, Omar, didn't you say that Rumble was a scam and now you're promoting Rumble? Yeah, Rumble is a scam. That's why I'm promoting it for you guys, not me. I don't touch that crap. You guys remember when I told you my problem with the dirty Jews is that I'm not in on the scam. So I am letting you guys in on the scam. Again, not a financial advisor. I'm not telling anybody what to do. I wouldn't touch Rumble with a 10,000 foot pole because I find their company to be... In fact, some of you guys on MGTOW TV are telling me that Rumble is beginning to censor comments, especially if you talk about the small hat people, you know, aka dirty Jews, right? So there you go. So I honestly, if I had the receipt with me, guys, I'd return this shit and get something else. Look, it doesn't feel bad. Honestly, when I go outside, I really don't feel the sun burning me. It's just that I look super duper weird with this stuff, man. It's like, I can't find the receipt, but who cares? I mean, again, it's fucking Florida. You gotta wear sunscreen. Ain't nobody gonna think, you know, you went crazy or anything like that, okay? So thank God that, you know, the heat makes people think that rationally or irrationally, depending on how you want to look at it. So with Rumble, guys, what I took notice with Rumble is that Rumble stock is like a roller coaster. It goes up and down, up and down. When it goes down, it goes down to like $7. When it goes up to like $10, maybe $12. You know, after Andrew Tate, okay, after, you know, it was Andrew Tate, it went up to like $17-$18. What you guys need to understand about Rumble is not profitable at all, okay? In fact, if you look at Vimeo's stock, okay, Vimeo's stock is about $4. Rumble should be around $4, maybe $5 at the most. The fact that their stock is almost $9 is proof that Rumble is greatly, greatly inflated. And what happens, guys, you guys need to understand, the CEO of Rumble, Chris, he owns like 53% of the company, okay? So he is already a multi-billionaire. Right now, Chris can walk away from Rumble. He's already a multi-billionaire because of Goy money, also known as stupid money. So they're all in on it, guys. Andrew Tate is in on it. Alex Jones is in on it. Steven Crowder is in on it. Don't get it twisted, guys. Steven Crowder is controlled opposition. And I'm going to tell you why the stock market, the stock price for Rumble is going to go up. And that is, Steven Crowder is going to make a big-ass comeback on Rumble on August 9th. Now, what you guys don't know here is that Rumble is scheduled to have a earnings call on August 14th for the previous quarter, okay? In the stock market, okay, for those of you who don't know, there are four quarters in the stock in the year, okay? So at the end of 3 months, okay, 3 months makes four quarters, use your brain, okay? 12 months, you know, 12 months divided by four quarters, that's 3 months. So after 3 months, you know, the stock company has a earnings call with its top investors. So Rumble is going to have an earnings call that's going to be live. It's going to be, they're going to live stream it, obviously, on their own platform. And they're going to do that on August 14th. Now, when they do that, they're going to claim that their website is getting bigger, getting more popular. What you guys need to understand is two things. Number one, people like Steven Crowder, people like Fresh and Fit, all these people you see jumping ship, they're getting stock options in Rumble. In other words, these people are getting rich. Whether it's, I don't know if Better Bachelor is in on it or not. I think Better Bachelor might have jumped too early on Rumble. He should have waited a little bit. I don't know. Maybe Better Bachelor has stock options in Rumble. I don't know, okay? But I do know for a fact that the big guys, Andrew Tate, Fresh and Fit, they're getting stock options in Rumble. And again, 53% of Rumble stock is owned by the founder. So he's already a multi-billionaire, okay? So what happens is that when it comes time to like something big, that's when the top people in Rumble, they start selling their stock. Once the stock goes down, the normies begin to sell their stock. So the stock keeps on going down and down and down. For example, you know, Rumble stock actually went down below $8 just a couple of days ago, okay? And then, boom, shakalaka, Steven Crowder comes out and says, hey, I'm going to make a comeback August 9th. And guess what? Rumble stock went from $8, from under $8 to now close to $9, and it's going to go up. So I'm telling you guys, from here to August 9th, 10th, for the next 10 days, watch Rumble stock. Rumble stock is probably going to easily hit $10. Don't be surprised if Rumble stock hits $14 by August 14th. You know, I honestly think Rumble stock probably will peak at $12 and then it will go back down as the top people sell their stock in Rumble. Because you have to understand, Rumble has a lot of goodwill out there. A lot of people out there, they believe in Rumble. They want to support Rumble. They think Rumble is all about free speech, when in reality, it's controlled opposition. You guys need to understand something very important here, okay? These nutty righties, you know, these right-wing people like Steven Crowder, Alex Jones, Tim Pool, even though Tim Pool is supposed to be in the middle, these people are a release valve for normies, okay? You know how you have a pot and you like boil shit in it, and then that release valve makes that whistling sound? That means the stuff in there is boiling. You either need to take it off or you need to let out more steam, okay? That's the same thing with what the Jews are doing with Rumble. Rumble is nothing more than that steam thingy, that steam release valve, so normies can be like, yeah, Steven Crowder is on our side, man. Rumble forever. It's like, at the end of the day, Global Homo is still going to be pushed. CBDC is going to be a thing. At the end of the day, they're going to still shop boys' dicks off. At the end of the day, feminism is going to rule. Nothing is going to change with Rumble or Crowder or fucking anybody else in the manosphere, okay? They're just all grifting. They're all controlled opposition. They're all grifting. Nothing is going to change. Things will only get worse, and you guys will end up holding the bag. Again, Rumble is not a profitable company. It never was, it is not, and it never will be. Yet you guys are buying their stock, even though it is not a profitable company. And you guys are buying the stock because, again, you know, I go onto some, like, for example, Seeking Alpha, right? Seeking Alpha actually has a comment section. So whenever Seeking Alpha, like, features Rumble, I go into their comment section, and the amount of normies who are buying up Rumble stock, they're like, oh, I'm buying Rumble stock because I believe in free speech, you know. The globalists, they want to take down Rumble. That's why they're tanking Rumble stock. Nah, bro. It's just that Chris and his top dudes, Fresh and Fit, Andrew Tate, these guys are selling off their shares. Then the average normie starts selling off, and then they buy back again when it's sub $8. Then they get somebody like Steven Crowder, who's gonna be like, I'm making my big comeback on Rumble. And then all you idiots go out there and buy the stock, you know, Rumble to the moon. And then when it hits high, you know, the top sellers like Andrew, you know, the top stock owners, whether it's Andrew Tate, Fresh and Fit, maybe Joker's in on it, I don't know. They take the money, they put it in their pockets, and then the stock will drop down. For over a year, guys, Rumble has been a roller coaster, okay? It goes up, you know, because some big manosphere guy is coming in. Boom, the top people, they make their money. Then they pull out their money, it comes down. Then they come back up again saying, oh, Fresh and Fit is with us. The quartering is with us. You know, I took notice every time Rumble makes a statement, a release statement, their stock goes up, okay? So you guys are under the illusion that Rumble is growing. Look, I'm going to tell you something, guys. If MGTOW TV didn't have viewers, we'd actually be profitable. Let me say that one more time. If MGTOW TV didn't have viewers, we'd actually be profitable. Why? Because viewers cost bandwidths, viewers upload videos, all that stuff costs money. Where do you think those videos are being stored? That bandwidth, you know, somebody's paying for that bandwidth. So Rumble is the same thing. Rumble is losing money. Rumble's operational costs are skyrocketing. The revenues are not keeping up. I'm going to turn the car off, man. See, a problem I have with the car, guys, is that the AC compressor went bad. So when I'm like driving and I crossed, actually work. But when I am like this, when I'm parked, it doesn't blow out cold air. It just blows out hot air. So one way or another, I'm gonna be sweating. So might as well save gas, you know, and just open up the damn windows and just take one for the team, you know, sweat a little bit, you know. So anyways, going back to the point of the video. The point of the video is with Rumble guys is that the top people, they're getting rich. You know, the top people, the Andrew Tates, you know, the people who got in early on the Rumble stock. Because you guys have to understand, you know, ain't nobody going to go to Rumble because they like Rumble, okay? They're going to Rumble because they are getting cash money up front. And they're also getting stock options. So, again, all you guys are doing is making rich people even richer. Again, Chris, the owner of Rumble, he's already a multi-billionaire. He can give up on Rumble right now and he can retire. He's already a multi-billionaire, okay? Fucking, what's his name? Well, Andrew Tate is a multi-millionaire. He can quit right now. He's ahead. Steven Crowder, he's a multi-millionaire. What's his name? Tim Pool. He's already a multi-millionaire. You guys need to understand. All you guys are doing is making controlled opposition. People who are already rich, you are already making them richer. These are the people who can quit right now, live their lifetime many times over, and not have to worry about a single cent. At the end of the day, guys, I want you to understand, you're all being scammed. Like I said before, my problem with the dirty Jews is that I'm not in on the scam. So I am letting you guys know about the scam that's known as Rumble, okay? Again, just a couple of days, Rumble stock was sub $8. Now it's almost $9. And watch it hit $10. It might go up to $12. 10 days from now when Steven Crowder does his big comeback. So again, not a financial analyst, I'm not a stock advisor, I don't even dabble with any of this crap because I know it's rigged, I know it's a scam, I know it's all manipulated. And one last thing, guys, Rumble uses bots to make their website more popular than it seems. Look, I know that for a fact because MGTOW TV, we actually have the ability to fake views on MGTOW TV. You guys, I told you before, MGTOW TV, I did not create the software. I bought the software and I customized the hell out of it, but I don't manipulate views. I can, but I don't. Rumble, on the other hand, they manipulate views. You guys need to understand, Rumble can lie about views all they want. As long as they don't lie about money, they're good. And you guys need to understand, man, the way the stock market is rigged, the rich people, the top investors, they get richer while you, the average Joe Schmo, gets left holding the bag. You guys need to understand, man, everybody who got in on Rumble, they're already rich. That's it. They made it. They can walk away right now, and they will never ever have to worry about another cent in their entire lifetime, times probably 10 by now, okay guys? So I'm just telling you guys out there that Rumble is a scam. It's like a roller coaster, goes up and down, up and down. When you see Rumble dipping below $8, that's when you buy, okay? And around that time, you're gonna hear an announcement, you know, Steven Crowder, maybe Tim Pool. You know, there's always something going on where, oh my God, Rumble is taking off, you know. So when you hear an announcement like that, the average dipshit normie or retarded goyim, like I like to call them, they're gonna be like, Rumble to the moon, I'm gonna support Rumble, I'm gonna buy Rumble stock just so I can, you know, support free speech. And they buy Rumble stock to the moon. Then the top whales, you know, for those of you who don't know, whales is a financial term for people with a lot of money. So these whales, you know, when they see the stock market go up $12-$13, that's when they start selling off, and you, the little guy, gets left with the bag. So a lot of you guys out there need to understand, you're being scammed by Rumble, okay? Their views are not authentic at all, okay? For example, you know, I monitor TFM's live stream on Rumble. Even when TFM is not able to live stream at all, he still has almost 200 people watching his live stream, even though he's not even live streaming at all. He can't live stream. You know, something happened with his internet. He's not live streaming yet. How does he have like 200 people watching his live stream? And a lot of content creators out there, I see him, you know, I see him getting like 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 views on their videos. That's not authentic, guys. Those are manipulated views. Those are bots. In fact, there was a company actually did research, and they were able to verify that Rumble indeed does use bots to make itself look bigger. You see, a lot of people out there, they don't understand. You know, when people say, when people hear, oh, Rumble, oh, look at Rumble, they're getting, you know, 100 million people visiting their website. Oh, look, Andrew Tate's live stream had 1 million people watching it. They don't understand that the more people who utilize a video sharing platform, the more money that video sharing platform loses, okay? Again, if you upload a video and that video is not monetized, or you don't have advertisers, you're not making money. That video is nothing more than dead weight, okay? When you have a live stream and you got 100,000 people watching, who's paying for that bandwidth? And let's say you know super chats happen, or very few super chats happen. Guess what? You, the company lost money on that live stream. This is why I tell you guys, if MGTOW TV had no viewers, and you just, you know, cause see, in a perfect world, guys, and you know what I like about the TFM live stream is that supposedly you all go over to Rumble, and the people who want to donate to TFM, you know, for a super chat, they come over to MGTOW TV. I love that. Go waste Rumble's resources, you know, and then bring your money to MGTOW TV. Because at the end of the day, you guys need to understand, okay? When Walmart says, or Starbucks or McDonald's says, we had 1 million, 2 million people come in, there's a 50% increase in the people who came to our restaurant, what are these people going to go into McDonald's and Walmart for? You know, are they going to escape the Florida heat and go sleep in there? I've seen some people actually do that, by the way, but the vast majority of people who are going to go into these places, you know, they're going to go buy something, right? But the vast majority of people who go onto a video sharing platform, they're dead weight. They're not going to buy anything. They're not going to super chat. It's effectively speaking dead weight. Coincidentally, this is why YouTube now is monetizing videos and keeping the money for themselves. This is why they're pushing their fucking premium program by wanting to extract more money from people, okay? This is why they're doing, because at the end of the day, even though YouTube is CIA, YouTube is hemorrhaging money. Rumble is hemorrhaging money, okay? Here at MGTOW TV, we're losing money, but I'm stabilizing that because, you know, we're a small niche website. So I can, you know, we can handle losing a couple hundred dollars a month over at MGTOW TV. But when you're losing hundreds of millions of dollars like YouTube, or tens of millions of dollars like Rumble, you know, you can't fake that on your stock market calls, you know. I guarantee you, Rumble is going to say, oh, look, we got, you know, hundreds of millions of people showing up and they're spending billions of hours on our website. That's dead weight. That's a money loss for Rumble, okay? You guys need to understand, Rumble just does not have the ad. Rumble does not have nowhere near the ad money YouTube has, okay? Ad money is going to be the lifeline of Rumble, okay? Super chats doesn't work, okay? See, the lifeline of any video sharing platform would actually be two things: advertisers and buying memberships, okay? Those would be the lifeline of a video sharing platform, okay? Super chats really don't mean anything, especially when you give the content creator 90% of the proceeds. So keep in mind that, you know, if you super chat somebody $100, they're getting $90 and we're only getting $10 in our pocket, okay? Memberships, on the other hand, that's pretty much pure profit for us. Advertising, we share that 50-50 with the content creator. When you guys boost a video, that's also 50-50 between us and the content creator. So boosting, you know, half of that money goes into our pocket, so that's good. But when it comes to super chat, stuff like that, channel memberships, which is what I'm working on now, that's the vast majority of the money is going to go to the content creator. In fact, August 1st is when I pay out content creators. I paid out close to $3,000 in the past 1 hour alone to content creators for last month. MGTOW TV, we don't make $3,000. We don't even make 10% of that, you know, because we have to pay $800-$900 a month to power MGTOW TV. So even though we probably made $400-$500, we lost like $300 because we have to pay for the servers, administrators, stuff like that. So we lost $300-$400. Now, losing $300-$400 for us really isn't that big of a deal. It's like a week of doing DoorDash, you know, that's fine, okay? But what happens if we all of a sudden get like super duper popular? That will be an issue. So I'm happy with the way MGTOW TV is right about now. Now, another thing I'm gonna do with MGTOW TV, as you guys know, I am pulling a AWS. For those of you guys who don't know, AWS stands for Amazon Web Services. I'm going to have my own web services, Mitwali Web Services. I told you about that in another video. I'm going to start advertising that very, very soon. So what's going to happen is that I'm effectively going to use MGTOW TV as a ad platform for Mitwali Web Services. So when you come over to Mitwali Web Services and you buy a hosting package, that's pretty much pure profits for us, okay? So yeah, we're gonna be losing money on MGTOW TV, but we plan on making up for it by having people come to Mitwali Web Services and choose a package. In fact, one of my viewers, you know, I met him when he came here to Florida. When I go to California, I meet him all the time. In fact, you know, we share messages on WhatsApp all the time. We just brought his restaurant over from GoDaddy, you know. First of all, GoDaddy was charging him $23 a year for a domain. We charge $13 a year for a domain. It's actually cheaper to register a domain with us than it is to go through fucking GoDaddy. Now, a lot of these websites, guys, they give you promos where they tell you, oh, you're gonna get the first month heavily discounted, or the first year is gonna be heavily discounted, but next year, you know, for example, this year you're gonna pay $100, but next year you're gonna pay $300 for the same everything. That's fucking retarded. I don't have that. See, I don't like that, guys. I don't like where, oh, look, you're gonna pay $2.99 for this month, but next month you're gonna pay $12.99. I don't like that shit, okay? So what I do is MGTOW TV, I tell you, look, for example, you know, this package is $6.99 a month, But if you buy a year up front, it will be $399, okay? So I don't like where people tell you, oh yes, it's gonna be $399 now, but it's gonna be $12 next month. I don't like that, okay? I tell you, this is how much it's gonna be if you do monthly, and this is how much cheaper it's gonna be if you do yearly, okay? I'm not the type of guy who's gonna raise, jack up the price on you after the month or after the year, because I don't like that shit, you know. That to me is bait and switch, you know. Why are you charging people more for the same service? I don't get it, you know. So with me, guys, it's actually cheaper to have a domain with me. It's actually cheaper to have a package with me. And on top of all that, I will actually help you in choosing and setting up a script for your business. So like, for example, my viewer, I helped him choose a website for his restaurant. I've set up his website. In fact, one of my contractors, he just messaged me on Skype a couple hours ago saying his website is now ready. So me and my viewer, we're gonna get on the phone and we're gonna be like, all right man, let's set this up together. That way we put his pictures, his menu, all that stuff up there, because he owns the script, okay? See, when I choose a script for you guys are gonna buy the script. I'm not gonna sell you the script. You're gonna buy the script. It's like you going to a mechanic saying, hey man, I bought this fucking, I don't know, I bought this AC compressor, you know, can you install it for me? Sure, that's exactly how I operate, you know. Just like the repairman will tell you, hey man, you need an AC compressor, and you go look for the specific AC compressor. I tell you, hey man, you're gonna need a script like this, and you end up selecting the script, you buy it, and I install it for you. So me and the client, we're gonna have that phone call tonight about setting up his Stripe account. And you guys need to understand, if you have your own website, your own script, and you're selling stuff, guess what? You don't pay commission to anybody. It's your own website. So when my viewer makes a sale for his restaurant online, guess what? That money is gonna go to him. It's gonna go to his Stripe account. His Stripe account is linked to his bank account. I'm not gonna see a single cent of that. So I'm gonna be making a video about Mitwali Web Services in the next couple of days, guys. So yeah, we do have hosting packages beginning as low as $6.99 a month, going up to $19.99 a month. The $6.99 is personal. That's great for a web, a blog. That's great for a resume. That's great for something nice and small. Then we have the developer one. That's $14 or $13.99. That one is good if you are a developer. If you want to learn Python, you want to learn Ruby, it's a little bit more, it's a little bit better for you because you can have multiple different websites. You know, I know some coders out there, they're going to do, like, for example, they're going to have a website features. Oh, look, this is my restaurant app. This is my DoorDash app, you know, for example, right? So the developer, it gives you more programming languages to work with, and it also gives you a little bit more domains. That way you can show your clients, hey, look at all the stuff I can do. Then the one on top of that is the business one. The business one for $19.99, that's really good if you plan on having a website. Let's say, for example, you're gonna have a coffee shop all over the world. So you need, for example, I don't know, miami.mycoffeeshop.com or fucking lex.mycoffeeshop.com, or you need, you know, mycoffeeshop.com, you know, lexcoffeeshop.com, miamicoffeeshop.com. So the website is more geared toward businesses. And on top of that, the $19.99 one, guys, I will actually help you out free of charge to like select and install a script, because, you know, you're paying $19.99 a month. And by the way, guys, compared to a lot of hosts out there, I was actually surprised. Compared to a lot of hosts out there, we are actually pretty damn affordable. I thought, because I'm looking at, you know, I looked at all these companies out there, especially these Indian companies, who are like, oh, you can host your website for us, with us, for $2.99 a month. So I'm looking at them, I'm like, I can't compete with $2.99 a month. Then I look at what they're offering, I'm like, this is bullshit. This website belongs back, this is something back in 1997, you know. By the way, you guys, if you guys host your website with us, you're gonna be on the same damn server as givesendbro.com, okay? So you know I get the good stuff. Just like I do with Yogi Obe's mom. Or Bitch Bella's mom, if I'm in the mood for white meat. So, point here, guys. At the end of the day, Rumble is a scam. Global homo is gonna happen. Ain't nothing gonna happen. Only bad things are gonna happen. So, might as well take advantage of the scam. And again, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not telling you guys what to do and what not to do. I'm just telling you I discovered the scam known as Rumble. It's like a roller coaster, up and down, up and down, up and down. That's because retards out there don't understand it's a scam. So again, ooh, Steven Crowder is coming over. Stock price goes up. Then later on, stock price goes down. Everybody thinks Rumble is tanking. So the normies, they start putting some money in there, you know, because they want to help free speech. You know, the stock market begins to go up. That's when you guys start buying, by the way. And then Rumble is like, hey, look, Andrew Tate or Steven Crowder, they're coming back on Rumble. Ooh, worldwide cast. Stock price goes up. You know, Rumble has a phone call where they tell you, oh man, our views are going up, our live streams are off. All those numbers are fake. Again, you guys need to understand, when it comes to the Security Exchange Commissions, as long as you don't lie about your earnings and money, that's all that matters. So Rumble can lie and say, oh yeah, we have 150 million daily users. They can lie about that. They can lie about the views. They can lie about, because a lot of people out there, they just don't understand that the more people who come to your video sharing platform, the more money you're gonna have to spend. You know, a lot of people believe, oh look, you know, 150 million people showed up. Oh look, this video made 20,000 views. They think to themselves, oh, this website is gonna take off and it's gonna be the next YouTube. So let me pump my money into it, when the reality of the matter is they're actually going to be losing money, not making money. But again, it's a scam. I'm letting you guys know how the scam works. And like I said before, my problem with the dirty Jews is that I'm not in on the scam. So now you guys know the scam. If you want to be in on it, good for you. If you don't want to, again, with me, I'm not putting money in Rumble because it's a scam. I can't stand scams, and the last thing I want to do is to make Chris, who's already a multi-billionaire, even though his company never turned a profit. And see, that's the thing about the stock market, guys. Imagine that. Imagine a business that's losing millions, tens of millions of dollars, and all of a sudden the CEO is a multi-billionaire. It's like, dude, how did you become a multi-billionaire? Goy money. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace. Take care of yourselves.